We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the second line from the top, the middle of the line, at the end of the line. Tanoi. So Gemara says, we had a Kasha of Sheshes from the Braisa that says, Tumo Hutra Vetzibur. So it's Kasha of Sheshes. So Gemara says, Tanoi. So Machloik is Tanoi. The Tanya learned in a Braisa. Tzitz, we know Tzitz Meratza on in Yonim of Tumo, of Kachim that came Tomek. So the Braisa is like this. Tzitz, Bein Sheyeshdei al Mitzchoy, Saif the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. Bein Sheyeshdei al Mitzchoy, Saif is not wearing it. Meratza, it works as a Ritzu, it works as a Kapara, it works to make the things that are tamei mutter. Divir Rav Shimon. That's Rav Shimon. You don't have to be wearing it. Rabbi Yehuda Emer Adel Mitzchay Meratza. If he's wearing it, it's Meratza. Ain Adel Mitzchay. If he's not wearing it on his forehead, ain Meratza. The Gadol. So very good question. So Rashi says that he's wearing it. That means Kasheira Tuma Ala Karbon. When the Tuma happened to the Karbon, he was wearing it. Other Rishonim say, when I'm doing the kapara with the thing that is tamei. For example, I'm being zerik the dam that was tamei. So that's other Rishonim say. And other Rishonim say that you need both. That he was wearing it sai b'shas if it came tamei, and sai b'shas when you did the extra zika. But Rashi's lashon is, different maskal bein, it's the second Rashi on the page, that says, kashi'ira tuma al ha-karbon. When the tuma happened, he was wearing it. So we have machlokes, you have to be wearing it in order to be a kapara. The tzitz should be kapara. That's the shayla here. So Rabbi Shimon says, sai if it's a mitzvah, sai if it's not on a metzach. Rabbi Yehuda says, oideo a mitzvah y meratza. And if it's not on a metzach, it's not meratza. So omoloi, Rabbi Shimon, kain godo mi mikpur mechiach. It's the chayra. You should bring a raya from Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. She ain't a day al mitzchay. Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, when he's wearing dosim na'avodas, he's wearing only four begadim, no tzitz. He wears the four begadim on the kohen headed, and he wears them all in butz, all in linen, and that's all he wears. So he's no tzitz. And she ain't a day al mitzchay. Meratza, it's meratza. Now, how do you know that it's taka meratza? Maybe taka when someone comes to me when he's wearing the four begadim, it's not meratza. So there's a Rashi in Masechtas Pesachim that says like this. It says, "Umaratza and bo betuma." The kaimen law we know called kabonas atziba kavul hamzman doichem es atuma. Rav Shimon islay tuma dechuyeh he betzibur bilav shum tits maratza atuma lo yav meskashri. So what Rav Shimon shita is that tuma dechuyeh betzibur. Therefore, you always need a tits every single time. Even kavul hamzman, you need a tits. So Rav Shimon says, we know even kabonas and mikipper which are kavul hamzman are doichem. I where's your tits? So it must be that even a tzitz you're not wearing still works. That's Rav Shimon's raya. Omer Rav Shimon, because God will be a kura chiyach she'ena deyam mitzvah meratza, and it works. Omer loy Rav Yehuda, no, hanukkah and God will be a kapurim she'tum ahutra loy betzibur. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Tum ahutra betzibur, you don't need a tzitz. It's not a raya. Mechlad Rav Shimon sova tum ahutra betzibur. Shimon holds tum ahutra betzibur. So we're saying over here, this machlokes over here is tum ahutra, tum ahutra. Rav Yehuda holds tum ahutra betzibur, therefore no raya from kippur, tum ahutra betzibur. And I'm saying, Rav Shimon holds that Tumat Chuyi Ritziv, need a tzitz. So it must be, even without wearing a tzitz, it still works. That is the machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. So it would come out, if you were writing a halacha sefer, if you paskin Tumat Chuyi Ritziv, you have to paskin that even a tzitz is not on your forehead, is meratza. That's what you have to paskin. That's what would come out in the cheshbon. If you hold Tumat Chuyi Ritziv, you have to hold tzitz is meratza, even if it's not wearing it. That's what would come out. The problem is the Rambam paskins tumah dechuyeh betzibur, and he paskins dafka when it's weird, when you're wearing it. You have tzitz meratza. What? Right, exactly. That's the kasha. The Gemara. We do with the Gemara. The Gemara we're like that. I and some all the mafarshim, including the stiplers, and Bayes talks about it, and a lot of the mafarshim. I don't think Reb Chaim talks about it. A lot of earlier achrayim really talk about this. The Mudayar and others all talk about the shaila, the steer and the Rambam how to learn. I would say even the article probably brings it down. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Oma Abayis. Now the Gemara is just going to recap, explain this Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, a little deeper. But that's clear. We're not going to change this. That's the end of that. It's Machlokes Tanoim, Tumah Dechuyeh Betzibur, Tumah Hutra Betzibur, and that's the Bira Machlokes. But now I'm just going to go explain this a little better. Oma Abayis. Benishbar Hatzitz, the Kuli Amba Loi Pligi Dele Meratza. Everyone agrees that if tzitz is broken, it's zichah not meratza. You know, not only can you wear it, but it's broken, it's zichah not meratza. For sure, not meratza. Ki pligi toli v'sichs, it's hanging on the hook. Rabbi Yudasov al metzach menosa only works if you're wearing it. It says, v'hoya metzach aron menosa aron. We have to wear it. Shimon Savar, it says at the end of that pasuk, Tamid l'rosa b'nei Hashem. What does it mean, Tamid? My Tamid. Ilayim Tamid ha-mitzchoy. If it means that it's always on his forehead, mivushkachas lo, how could it be possible? Milay boya mele b'skise, doesn't have to go to the bathroom, and this thing has, the tzitz has a shema Hashem in it. Not going to the bathroom with it. Umilay boya meinim, doesn't have to go to sleep. Now what's wrong going to sleep? So you can't say, someone wants to say pshat, that's gufnaki. It's a little bit shver, because Pasha's gufnaki is only a midrabanan, that you might not have a gufnaki. But if he has a gufnaki, he could sleep with it. It's only a midrabanan, he might be mafiach while you're sleeping. But it can't be that the dry stick it in. So what does it mean? So the Ar Sameach says in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dal Yud Zayin, that since if he goes to sleep, he's Messiah Das, and he has to do Kiddush Adayim again, so it becomes like a Zar. Even if he's wearing it, it won't work, because he's like a Zar wearing it. That's the Ar Sameach learns. Al Kaponim, Rav Shimon says, it says Pasuk Tamid. What does Tamid mean? It means it's on him the whole time. It can't be. He has to go to the bathroom, he has to go to sleep. Elo Tamid Maratzu, it means Tamid Maratzu. That's Rav Shimon's Raya, Tamid Maratzu. Rav Yehuda Nami, it says Tamid. What do you do, Tamid? Ahu Tamid means that while it's on your head, Shle Yisiyach Daita Menu. Shankem Messiyach Dasmid. Kedurab Baravuno. The Omer Rab Baravuno, Chayiv Odom, Mashvish, with Tfilah of Kol Shav Vashah. A person's Mechuyiv to touch his Tfilin all the time. Kol Shav Vashah, why? Because to remember that it's on your head and not Messiyach Das. Kavachayim Mitzitz, it's Kavachayim Mitzitz. Omer Tzitz, Shein Bayalas Kar Achas, only has a Shein Hashem once. Omer Torah Mitzchay Tamid. It's on your forehead all the time, which means you can't miss Yech Das. Tvilin Shiyesh Vemaskoris Harbe has a lot of Shem Hashems in there. Alachas Kama Vekama. Of course, you have to wear it. You have to be careful and touch it all the time. Make sure you remember it's on your head. So we have here Pasuk Vahoyo Al Meitzach Aaron Venosa. Sounds like it has to be on your forehead. That's the right Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be on your head. Rav Shimon says Tamid. Tamid means not wearing it all the time. You can't wear it when you go to the bathroom. So Tamid means that it's always Mechaper. Yehuda says no. Tamid means that you're not Messiah Das. Rav Shimon, the Omer Tamid Meratza. So what does he do with the Pasuk? V'aksiv Al Meitzach Venosa. It's Mashad Afkoin. It's on your forehead. So what do you do with that Pasuk? That's teaching you that you have to put it on your forehead. That's the place where it belongs. Rav Yehuda, who learns that from that pasuk, it's only meratza while it's on your forehead. Rav Yehuda, a few more lines, just finish the thoughts over here. Rav Yehuda, how do you know where it goes? Because using pasuk, that's only when it's on your forehead, it's meratza. So we know kvayle makim inolei. Nafgle mal mitzchay. In the same pasuk, says twice al metzach. It says v'hoya al metzach aar v'nos aar nas avena kadoshim asher kedusha bnei yisrael lechol matnes kochehem v'hoya al mitzchay tamid l'rotzlam bnei Hashem. So it says later on mitzchay. You don't tell me here. This metzach is teaching us that only when it's on your head, it works. Rav Shimon Ami tepli mal mitzchay. How can you say the first al metzach telling you to put on your forehead? It's another pasuk al mitzchay. What is the Eich Nami right? El al mitzchay v'nos amai. So what do you do with the pasuk? Al say really al metzach v'nosa. My, what do you do with that? My avalei amalach royu lemetzach meratza. Only if it's royu for your forehead, it's meratza. Shein royu lemetzach, which means it's broken, ain't a meratza. Lafuke nishbar hatzitz loy meratza. So he needs that pasuk. So two metzachas. One is that it shouldn't be broken. The other one is teaching you where to put it. So Rabbi Yehuda, who uses that to teach you, it's only mechaper while it's on your forehead, has, you know, both these things. Rabbi Yehuda Nishbar Atitz Menale, Nafgalom in Metzach Mitzchay. It's also Metzach Mitzchay, that's an extra drasha. Rabbi Shimon, Metzach Mitzchay Lemashblei, it doesn't darish in that. So just to, we finished here, we're stopping here, just a recap, just to get clear, that the Mechleikas of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda is Mechleikas Tumahut Receiver, Tumahut Chuyah Receiver. That's the B.R. Mechleikas, because if not, you have a Raya from Kippur, that it works even without wearing a tzitz. So Rabbi Shimon holds that it works all the time, holds Tumahut Chuyah Receiver, you need a tzitz. And the Bi'ar Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, from the Pesukim is, Rabbi Yehuda says, is Al Metzach Menosa, has to be on your forehead to work. Rav Shimon says, no, Tamid. Tamid means all the time. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with Tamid? He uses, you have to mash Mikol Shah. What does Rabbi Shimon do with Al Metzach? So he learns that, first of all, that it has to be on your forehead, and second of all, that it shouldn't be broken, and it shouldn't be broken, and he doesn't dash in Metzach Mitzchay, therefore those two, the two Metzach and Mitzchay, one is for, shouldn't be broken, one has to be on your forehead. Rabbi Yehuda has three drashas, because he dash in Metzach Mitzchay. He learns out, it has to be on your head to be Mechaper, it belongs on your head, on your forehead, and number three, that if it's broken, it doesn't work.